Well, I think I might have a bit of a problem on my hands. My name is Chris Johnson, and I don't really know how this happened, when it happened, the mechanics of this beginning to happen, but I think I'm developing a bit of a fucking infatuation with somebody, and I don't really know how to fucking deal with it. Now, this podcast isn't going to be about whoever the fuck this person is. You probably don't know who the fuck it is anyway. And just to fucking throw your ass off the fucking scent, if you're out there, you're thinking like, ooh, who the fuck is Chris Johnson talking about? I'm going to muddy the fucking waters. You want to know some of the bullshit I've done over the past 5 months? You want to know? I'll give you a fucking list. I'll give you a fucking list of shit. List of places my fucking ass has been over the past, I don't know, 5, 6 months, whatever the fuck. I went to a graduation party at a fucking mansion. I had dinner at somebody's house at 4 o'clock one day. I went to a diaper party. Probably didn't meet anybody there. I had 2 appointments at a studio downtown. I went to 2 birthday parties on one fucking day. I went on a mini camping trip. I went to dinner at somebody else's house. I did a 10K. I did a 5K. I did a 10K. I did a 5K. I went camping again. I had a couple therapy appointments in there. I went to a couple festivals. There were some runs at these festivals. I went bowling with a group of people I didn't really know. I saw some people from the office store job one day. I had lunch with some people from the radio station one day. I went to a chowder challenge, whatever the fuck that is. Another camping thing. I went to this rooftop fucking bar for some gathering with people I didn't really know. I was at a cemetery festival fucking run with like assholes dressed up in costume. I guess what I'm saying is I got shit going on. I got shit going on all over the fucking place. I fucking see a lot of fucking people. Most of these people don't know each other. And it's by design. So when shit like this happens, nobody has a fucking clue who the fuck I'm talking about. But the main crux of the fucking issue is I can't deal with potentially having feelings for another person. And I'm not saying anything fucking deep. This is just superficial. This is just right at the very early stages. I can't deal with this. And I'm talking anxiety-wise. I can't fucking function with it. It's a fucking problem for me. And I don't want to deal with it. And if I could erase my feelings, I would fucking erase my feelings because I don't like feeling that stuff. I mean, it's just fucking difficult for me. Here's how I usually work. I basically zone in on one person, and then I'm focused on that person until another fucking person comes along, and then I'm focused on that person. And that's how it's always been for me. When my ex-wife came into the picture 17 years ago now, I saw her and I was focused on her. And I pursued her too. And then we were together for about 14 and a half years, and then I was still stuck in her for a while, and then somebody else came along and fucking bopped her out of the picture. And then I went out with this person for a couple months. Now, this person initially came to me and said, hey, you want to hang out? And I said, yes. But then I pursued this person as well. And the person left too. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not fucking pursuing anybody again. Fuck it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it because it fucks with my mind. It fucks with my head. It fucks with my self-worth. A lot of people say, and a lot of dating websites say, well, it's not about you if that person rejects you. Fuck you, it isn't about you. I'm the person they're rejecting. It's me who's being fucking cast aside. What do you mean it's not about me? Because guess what? If that person liked me enough, they wouldn't have fucking thrown me aside. You see what I'm saying? I don't casually date because I don't like it. And I would never get involved with somebody that I didn't at least know and have a certain kind of basis with. Maybe my spectacular failures make me feel like this, but like, I'm not going to pursue anybody again. And I don't like feeling the way I'm feeling right now because I know where it leads and I know historically where it's led. And I'm at the point now where the breakups were so fucking damaging that when I start feeling just the little bit of excitement, maybe potentially for somebody else, I start feeling the old fucking pain before any new relationship even fucking starts. It's a mess. It's a mess inside my head. And it's easier for me to not follow through on some maybe potentially developing feelings than it would be to either take a swing and miss entirely, or to get involved and have it fucking break down eventually. I know what all the pain feels like. All of it. And I relive it over and over again. I get over things, but like that shit just never leaves me though. You know what I mean? It never goes away. The damage and the crushing disappointments, they don't leave. And I deal with them and I get over them and I get past them and I enjoy myself and I go do other shit. But the second I start to feel a little bit of excitement again, all that stuff comes rushing back. I mean, maybe you're thinking, well, you didn't deal with it completely. Fuck you, man. I go to therapy. I write all the fucking time. I guarantee you I do a better job getting my fucking feelings out and dealing with the shit that's inside my head than 99% of the population. Because I fucking do the work. I know what I have to do to keep my fucking head level. And when somebody comes along, when somebody walks into my life and starts fucking exciting that shit, I can't keep myself level anymore. and it throws my fucking balance off. It throws my fucking equilibrium off, and I have trouble dealing with it, and I don't know what to do. So I try to fucking ignore it, and I try to just fucking, like, plug forward, but I just fucking think about the same fucking thing over and over and over again, and I think about my goddamn failures in the past, and I think about, like, fuck you, man, you're not fucking saying anything, like, just please don't, can I just be, can't my feelings just let me be? I just want my fucking feelings to let me be. It's really troubling to me. I just want to be able to deal with it, but I can't deal with it. Oh, fuck. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays if I can survive this latest fucking anxiety haze that has fallen over me. But I'll do my best, and I'll do my best to start recording shit when I feel fucking crazy, because that stuff might be good. You can follow all the episodes on Podbean, website, app, everything's fucking there, Apple Podcasts, Google Play as well. I made a fucking Instagram account, maybe 5 minutes. Why don't you follow that shit? I'm on Twitter too, @JohnsonHateYou.